From the people who bring you Charleston Home & Design Magazine, the Charleston Home & Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
With a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you're making. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but
good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home & Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Down to the Honky Tonk by Jake Owen, and Jake Owen is playing in town tonight at the North Charleston Coliseum if you wanted to check him out. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home & Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home & Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is being sponsored by Aiden Fabrics, and we'll be talking with Jonathan Flannery and Kimberly Tall with Aiden Fabrics. Also, Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, Bethany Beach with Century Glass, Caitlin Holmes with GDC Home, and finally, interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. And I did want to remind you about our weekly savings club. You know, we've got about 200 local companies that advertise in Charleston Home & Design Magazine, and oftentimes they have items that are kind of warehouse specials and really, really good deals, and they let us know about them, and then we send out an email blast to our readers and to let our readers know about these great deals. And so Rick's Lighting and Home, they've got 20% off lamps, lampshades, ceiling fans, and copper lanterns. For the House, which also known as the Barstool Shop, they have a three-piece pub set for $399. Stephen Shell has 50% off art pieces at Stephen Shell Living. Lyndon Lee has 50% off decor items like tall standing vases, as an example. And Aiden Fabrics has 30% off all in-stock fabrics, and that sale ends today. And you can find all of these, specials on the Charleston Home & Design Magazine Weekly Savings Club at CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com and on our blog section of CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. Well, I do want to, have you picked up the latest, our latest issue of Charleston Home & Design Magazine? Our fall 2018 issue has Jamie Huffman, and she's known as the Holy City's Charleston Blonde. She's a blogger, and she's also appeared on Survivor, the TV show. She met her husband there. They were both contestants on Survivor, and she's from Greenville originally. She has a beautiful house here in the Charleston area, and she graces our fall 2018 cover. Pick up the 2018 issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's also our remodel issue, so there's lots and lots. There's like 72 different remodel projects in the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's located at home-related stores throughout the Charleston area. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is sponsored by Aiden Fabrics, and they're located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard near the Isle of Palms Connector. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics and also Kimberly Tall with Aiden Fabrics. How you folks doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Wonderful.
Good, good. Well, Jonathan, take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So Aiden Fabrics is first and foremost a fabric store, as our name implies. We've been in the fabric industry, my family, for over 35 years. And for the last 5 years, we've been in Mount Pleasant, primarily selling fabric by the yard. And, you know, a lot of times when people come into our store, they don't realize that there's more to Aiden Fabrics than just fabric bolts on the racks. But essentially, we offer a turnkey solution for anybody that needs more than just fabric. They may need reupholstery in their home, they may need drapery panels, or they may need just a little pillow. But no matter what the customer needs in terms of interior design in their home, we can offer that. We are a full-service shop.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Aiden Fabrics, you folks have been in business for 5 years, you say?
Yeah, so my family's been in the fabric business ever since I was 5 years old, but about 5 years ago, my father and I had an opportunity to go back into the retail aspect of fabrics. We started in the 80s when I was just a little kid in Greenville, and then about 5 years ago, we decided we want to get back into the retail fabric business and acquired at the time what was a fabric store called the Fabric Emporium, mm-hmm. and then changed the name to Aiden Fabrics. And again, we're coming up on our fifth year now.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Aiden Fabrics, you folks have evolved over time, which is typical for a small business as things pop up and needs become apparent. You adjust, and as the customer wants certain things, you respond.
Yeah, it's been really nice to see the evolution of our company. We've just every year, you know, year over year, we continue to add new products and services, add new staff, like Kimberly here with me, a very talented one of our senior designers, and just like I said earlier, just being able to offer a solution that's turnkey for every customer. And I think Kim can attest to that and talk a little bit about kind of, you know, how we've grown, how we've evolved. I'd love to hear her take on kind of, you know, the projects that she does and everything that she's seen, how we've seen us grow over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kimberly, you are kind of the lead designer at Aiden Fabrics. And how do you help homeowners?
Well, I think all of us are very helpful with regards to the interior design aspect. It's been incredible to see how Aiden Fabrics has grown, as Jonathan mentioned. First and foremost, all of us are experts when it comes to the fabrics and the textile aspect, but we're all interior designers. So we can do anything from home consultation to spatial planning to coordinating colors, furnishings, paint colors, etc. And basically it all falls under one umbrella. So it's essentially a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, you know, kind of, you know, there's the process of getting new fabrics for your home, for draperies or reupholstered furniture and pillows and things like that. But how does that really translate to someone? I mean, think about like as the holidays approach and someone has got brand new draperies and, you know, their friends and family come over. And how does that kind of translate to the happiness factor?
Well, I think it's a reflection of their personality, their home. And everyone who hosts for the holidays or any occasion wants their house to look perfect. So I definitely think it adds to the energy and the ambiance mm-hmm. of the house. And it keeps the homeowner happy. Mm-hmm. So they do want a host.
Right, right. With the holidays coming up, what kinds of projects are you seeing homeowners come to Aiden Fabrics requesting?
I'd say it's a lot of the accessories aspects with pillows, panels that you said, sometimes reupholstering the chairs, rugs. It's that time of year where people are thinking about winter and they're thinking about rugs and throws and things like that. So I'd say it's the accessorizing part. Mm-hmm. I'd say the springtime can be a little bit more of an entire scope mm-hmm. when it comes to spatial planning.
Mm-hmm. And you folks are working on a project for me now where we have a 10-year-old sofa with a slip cover and the cushions were just getting, a little bit showing their wear, I guess you'd say. And Jonathan, how? And I guess I'm just bringing this up as an example of one of the many ways that Aiden Fabrics can help homeowners.
Yeah, it's actually a topic that I really like working on, this kind of projects for customers, because just like in your case where a customer may have some pillows that are, or cushions that are slightly flattened out, I call it pancaking a little bit when you sit on it, or either seats or back cushions that need to have a quote-unquote refresher done. And that's essentially what we're doing for you and your family, is just bringing life back to those cushions. But the reason I like it so much is because I like to see the look on the customer's face when I say to them that you don't need to reupholster. Mm-hmm. They come in expecting to have to buy all new fabric and spend all this, anticipate spending all this money on reupholstering. But when in fact we can, for a fraction of the cost, just bring life back to those seats and back cushions with new foam and new inserts in the backs, and they feel brand new to them. Mm-hmm. So unless the fabric's really worn out or they just are tired of the way the fabric looks, we can really add a lot of life back to that furniture for not a whole lot of money. And mm-hmm. that's what we're able to do in your case. And so, again, it's fun to work on that because you get to save them money and also almost have a brand new piece of furniture again.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And in our case, we were looking to shop for a new sofa. And so, just having the cushions restuffed with new foam and so forth, that how that translates for us is, the comfort, the Sunday morning lying on the sofa, maybe kind of spooning my wife and my daughter or something like that, and being comfortable and not the cushions not separating and there being this gap where it's just uncomfortable and that kind of thing. So that's the kind of happiness, I guess, that is translated with some of the projects that can be done at Aiden Fabrics.
It is, and I'll have to brag on Kim because she brings a lot of happiness to our clients, and you see it in their faces. I mean, and it can be something just as small as, wow, you guys did such a great job on just this set of pillows for my sofa, or just like a recent project that she did for an entire house for a homeowner, just seeing it all come to life and then seeing all of that design, inspiration, and planning come to fruition. At the very end, you get to see how happy they are with the way the space looks and how it's just been transformed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the story that you'll see in the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Kimberly, you were involved with that project?
I was.
Talk about it, the scope of it.
Basically, the project is a vacation rental. It's a very large home. It's right there on the ocean. And the first thing I wanted to do was to talk to the owner to find out, A, what is the budget? B, what is the function? So once I got the budget, then I focused on how often is your family going to be here as well, and what are your needs, let alone the needs of vacationers. And basically, I just decided that I was going to take what was outside in front of me, mm-hmm. the ocean, the dunes, the seagrass, take that all in with regards to the color palette, and use, of course, durable fabrics, which were indoor-outdoor fabrics, Sunbrella, Outdura, as well as Krypton and Revolution, so that it would be durable and would hold up to the vacation renters that mm-hmm. were there, mm-hmm. but still be comfortable and aesthetically pleasing for the homeowners mm-hmm. and their family members.
Gotcha. And that sometimes can be difficult. I know that's an important question to ask is what's your budget, but sometimes, you go out to a restaurant, you might have an idea of what you plan to spend, but then there's something really good that they're presenting that night as a special. So your budget can be a little bit flexible and kind of rise with that. Do you find that happening with some of your customers?
That does happen. It's very easy to do, especially when you start to get very involved. And it's like a kid being in a candy store. Mm-hmm. Everything just looks so appealing and attractive. And you can just picture it being in your space, mm-hmm. especially when you're playing with a blank slate.
Right.
But what I will say is that all of us are very seasoned as interior designers, and we're very transparent. And I think we're also very good about staying with a budget. So with that communication with the needs of the client, we make sure that we go outside of the budget only with permission, and mm-hmm. we're pretty good about managing mm-hmm. the numbers.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's still time to come to Aiden Fabrics in time for the holidays, and so tell folks how they can get more information about Aiden Fabrics and where Aiden Fabrics is located.
Sure, you can come visit us in our showroom in Mount Pleasant, 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard. We're between Guadalajara Restaurant and King Street Grill. You can go to aidenfabrics.com, that's spelled A-I-D-E-N, fabrics.com, or give us a call at 843-216-0008.
And come spring 2019, Aiden Fabrics, you folks are going to be in a new location.
That's correct. We're really excited about a new location on Highway 41, close to the intersection of 17. Most people know where the Sherwin-Williams paint store is, as well as Seals Outboard Boat Shop. We're between those two on the right side of 41. So late spring, early summer of 19, we'll be in our new showroom. So if you go to the old location and you see somebody else there, come up the road and see us at the new spot.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, congratulations on that new showroom. We can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
Well, we have been talking with Jonathan Flannery and Kimberly Tall with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for having us.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's show is sponsored by Aiden Fabrics, and they're located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard near the Isle of Palms Connector. And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. We install, service, warranty all our installations, whether we're doing upgrades to existing systems or brand new installs. We use the best quality products, and we do holiday lighting.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, we're not talking about floodlights. We're talking about lighting for your landscape to really kind of for people who are very, very proud of their property and want to show it off both day and night.
Definitely. And to that, we do outdoor 120 fixtures, mm-hmm. like a floodlight. But, you know, mostly our business is landscape lighting, highlighting the best aspects of the yard or your home. You know, a lot of people in Charleston area, we've got some beautiful homes, historic homes, and what better way to show them off and safely, being the safety thing, but what better way to show them off than to do some outdoor mm-hmm. lighting?
Yeah, and a dark house and a dark yard is going to be a lot more attractive to, you know, to a burglar or a prowler than one that is well lit, right?
Absolutely. You know, and you can ask any police officer out there, you know, the thing that if somebody's going to break in, somebody's going to burglarize your home, the one thing they're looking for is darkness. They want so nobody sees them. You know, so having those nice aspects of the house lit up or the yard, getting that ambient light coming off a tree or a driveway really, you know, deters that, but also gives the beauty of the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I forgot to lock my truck one night, and somebody rifled through it, and I was told that what they're really looking for, they didn't steal anything, but they were looking for handguns. Some people put a handgun in their center console. Mm-hmm. And the criminals have discovered that, hey, sometimes people forget that in their car, and hey, I can get my hands on a stolen handgun.
Yeah, and you know, I guarantee if there was a motion light or even some kind of ambient light out there, you know, nobody would have tried to attempt to even come to the car.
Right, right, exactly. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, it's a good thing to light up my house. It'll make my house and landscape look beautiful at night. And it's great for security, but you know, this is going to come with a price tag, isn't it? What's it cost to run? Everybody's conscious about, you know, their energy expenditure. So is this going to be a big extra charge for people?
Absolutely not. You know, because it's all LED, the stuff we use, it's all that nice warm amber light you see with the halogen, but the energy efficiency of LED. You know, these systems, I've seen 60 light systems, which is a very large system, run dusk till dawn, which is all night, month after month, you pay about anywhere from $1 to $5 a month to run.
Wow.
So very energy efficient.
Mm-hmm. And is it that that halogen looking light that is kind of bluish in tint, or does it kind of?
Well, actually, you're thinking LED light, or light in general, is what they call on a Kelvin scale. If you're in the lower range, which is about a 2700, that's that nice warm amber you used to see with the old halogen. Now, if you go to the higher end, which is a 5000, that's where you get into those blue and whitish tones, and we like to stay closer to that 27.
I got you. So it's attractive.
Right.
It's not.
Absolutely.
It's not
gaudy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's pretty cheap, $1 to $5 a month. Yeah. I mean, it can almost.
And you think about it this way, you know, older landscape lighting systems that haven't been serviced in a while that are still running. That typically will have a halogen bulb, you know, and at a 20, I mean, for instance, 20 light system on halogen, you're probably spending $15 to $25 a month running it. Mm-hmm. So you see the cost benefits between $1 and $25 a month. I mean, that's big at the year end when you're balancing that checkbook.
I'm glad you brought that up. If somebody has an existing system that wasn't installed by Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, do you folks service those?
Absolutely, we service all systems. You know, it's one of my biggest pleasures being the owner of the company that we come in and take over a system, get it back up running, making it look like it did day one, but working efficiently. Then we put it under our warranty system, where if anything ever goes out, we come back and replace or fix for free.
Hmm, very good. And if people have an older system and they want to convert to LED, is that something you folks can help with?
Very, very easy. You know, it's, you know, nowadays with the accessibility of LEDs and how they've come along, you know, typically if the fixture that a customer that's not mine that we're taking over is of a good quality, then it's just basically changing out a bulb, which is very, very easy.
What happens as far as what happens at night? Will the system automatically turn on and turn off at dusk, or
it's up to the customer's preference. We have timers I've been using about 3 years now. It's a daylight adjusting timer. Basically what it is, I put in today's date, the timer knows what time dusk is, will adjust itself for dusk every night, do the time change spring and fall, and then it has a battery, 10-day battery backup. So as we know, in the low country, power goes out with storms, it'll keep reciprocating that program, that time, and then it gives the customer the ability to turn them off at 10, midnight, 3, or run them dusk till dawn. So it's a great timer because it gives that customer the flexibility to do what he'd like with the system.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any customers call you and say, hey, the landscaper clipped a wire and now a fixture's not working or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, and that's part of our service program. You know, we understand things happen. You know, landscapers, you know, can be careless sometimes, and it might be something negligible on our part. You know, obviously, if you're under warranty, we're going to come back and take care of it and no expense to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the holidays approaching, Outdoor Lighting Perspectives has a special program if you want to have them decorate your house with lights. And we're not talking about the landscape lights. We're talking about holiday lights on your house.
Absolutely. We do. We are the best at Christmas lighting. You know, if you've got that Tiny Tim or Bob Cratchit that loves Christmas but doesn't really feel like getting up on that ladder anymore, you know, we'll come out. It's free for me to come out and take a look at your house, but we sell you the product. We install it, we take it down, and then we store it for the year. So the biggest cost is the upfront product cost, because we like to use our product as stuff we can service, stuff we can warranty, just like the landscape lighting system. But second year, third year, fourth year, it's just a labor cost of a put-up, take-down, and storage. But it takes the hassle out of it for you. You can enjoy all the beauty without any of the hassle.
Mm.
You know, and you've got people that have thrown the ladder out there for years, strung lights in the trees. It gets old sometimes, mm-hmm. and we would love to take that over and make it look good for them.
Yeah, especially the week after Christmas when it's, you know, the excitement's over and it's like, oh, now I got to do all that work. It's a lot of work putting it all up, but I can just see the awesome convenience of having outdoor lighting perspectives come out with all the lights because inevitably, I mean, we put lights up in our house and where's that extension cord? Where's that whatever? And it was put away in a rush at the end of the holiday season last year. And, you know, things get lost and stuff like that.
It does. And that's where having a professional come in and do that for you. You know, when we take it down, we must meticulously tag it, meticulously do drawings as to where everything is. So it's easy for us, convenient for y'all. It's, you know, we're not messing up the landscape, shingles or anything like that. It's stored and meticulously taken down. So it's no fuss for y'all.
So the lights that I buy for outdoor lighting perspectives to put up, those aren't shared. Those aren't just like general. Those are the Tim Barkley lights.
Those are Tim Barkley lights. Like I said, everything's tagged. We have specific buckets and storage containers that will have your lights and only your lights. Everything's labeled. So I mean, when we store it, we put it away and it's grouped for your house and your house only.
And are these LED lights as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, with the convenience of LED in the landscape lighting world, it's carried over into holiday lighting. You know, and this is a little bit, it's commercial grade. It's stuff that, you know, you can't get at Lowe's that you know, after a year or two is going to, pardon my French, crap out. I mean, it's stuff that, you know, I've seen last 5-10 years
right.
that we use.
Can you request, like, smaller lights in one area and maybe bigger lights in another area?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we custom, just like the landscape lighting, we custom design. We like to keep it elegant, you know. Typical white lights, lit reefs, garland, but you know, it's to your wildest imagination.
Mm-hmm. And you provide the extension cords?
Absolutely.
And everything?
Everything's custom made. Everything's customized to each system we install.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you know, as this is, I think, typical of married couples, you kind of run out of those romantic gifts to give, and so you say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you the gift of outdoor lighting this year, right? And that's always possible.
It is. You know, you've been married for 20, 30 years and enough ties and necklaces to go around. I mean, if you've got a beautiful home or if you've ever thought about it, had an inkling, I mean, it's a wonderful time to, you know, come together and, hey, let's do some outdoor lighting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's free for me to come out, assess the property for you, tell you what looked nice, and then we kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about outdoor lighting perspectives?
You can give us a call at 843-412-5874, or you can visit us at charleston@outdoorlights.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Aiden Fabrics, and Aiden Fabrics is located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard near the Isle of Palms Connector. And now we're talking with Bethany Beach with Century Glass. How are you, Bethany?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. Bethany, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Century Glass is a place you can come. We can take care of most of your glass needs. We've been in business since 1991. We also have an office and showroom in Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Our showroom has about 20 examples of glass showers that we can do for you in remodeling or building. We can take care of all your shower glass needs. We also take care of replacement windows. If your window's fogged, we can come out and look at it. Sometimes it doesn't need to be, you know, fully replaced. We can make that decision when we get there. We do commercial glass also. We do auto glass. Mm-hmm. We'll take care. You can call the office. We can take care of your claims with the insurance. And we can even do glass tops for your dining room table, any type of furniture. So really, we can just take care of most your glass needs.
How about mirrors?
We do mirrors. We do custom mirrors.
Okay.
We have the framing, you know, many, many frames to choose from, or we can do something totally custom.
Gotcha. And Century Glass, you folks have got a beautiful showroom on Dorchester Road in North Charleston.
We do. It's 8020, right across from Bosch.
Mm-hmm. And what I've always loved about the Century Glass showroom is you have these different vignettes set up so that a homeowner can kind of walk around and see like smaller size examples of the different types of shower glass enclosures that you can have installed in your house.
Absolutely. Like I said, there are 20 of them, and all different configurations depending on your bathroom needs. We can do a totally frameless shower, which has less metal, held by U-channel or clips, mm-hmm. a semi-frameless that's going to have a little more metal look, but still gives you a modern, beautiful, elegant look in your bathroom. Mm-hmm. And that will have usually a strip of metal going across the top of the glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the barn door style in people's houses, those are so popular. People are putting, I even saw barn doors at Costco last spring, where, you know, you would put that into between one room and another. But I love I can't remember the type, but it's sort of a barn.
The Pro Glider.
Yeah.
It's a great seller.
It kind of shows the hardware, the round pulley kind of thing that you've got on there.
Yes.
Describe that for our listeners.
It is a really neat look with, yeah, that's how we describe it, a barn door. And it's got the round metal pieces on top, and it has a very heavy slat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a nice feel to it also, mm-hmm. coming in and out.
Very
just
solid.
Exactly. And smooth. Very mm-hmm. smooth. That's probably our second bestseller. Our first will always probably be the shower door and panel.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
But the Pro Glider is a great, great seller.
You know, so many people are replacing that old garden tub or maybe just a regular bathtub that they might have with a shower enclosure because, you know, people just aren't taking baths as much as they used to. It's maybe we're just stressed for time or something like that. But does Century Glass do a lot of remodel projects where people are tearing out the old bathtubs?
Absolutely. And even if you're not tearing out your bathtub and just want to get rid of your shower curtain, we can do that and add just the doors to your existing bathtub also.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that is a very, very popular trend right now, getting rid of the tub and doing the walk-in frameless look.
Is there any size limitation? Has Century Glass done any like really small showers, for example?
We can do really small showers. Also, when there's a space limit, a corner shower is mm-hmm. a great way to go also. And mm-hmm. we have an example of that in our showroom, a corner shower with, you know, two glass panels and the glass door angled to maximize your space.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do huge, huge showers also. So we're 100% custom.
What's the biggest shower enclosure you've seen Century Glass do?
They were talking about one in the showroom yesterday that we're removing. We can even do this. We can remove the glass for you. And if you just want new tile, the tile can go in, and then we'll come back and replace or even just, you know, use the same glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's one that came in yesterday, a quote that was huge. I don't remember the sizes, but they were talking about it.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the biggest bathrooms.
I think I remember hearing about like a really big shower enclosure going in on Daniel Island. I guess you can invite all your friends over kind of thing.
Yeah.
There. Well, you know, let's answer some questions that people may have about you know, having all this glass in their bathroom. First off, a lot of people are concerned about cleaning and how is that glass going to look over time? Is it going to get a lot of soap scum, and how do you, or am I going to have to spend a lot of time in the weekend cleaning it, or even like right after you shower, do you have to clean it? What's involved with that?
You know, while glass is so smooth and it gives such a beautiful and modern look, it is porous. So yes, over time, scum, you know, even dead skin, a lot of contaminants can get in those little pores. The best thing you can do is squeegee it
mm-hmm.
after each shower.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that's
they're
quick
less,
and easy.
Yes, they're less than $5. You can hang it in your shower to make it easy, and just a quick, just a quick squeegee run can do a lot. Also, when it comes to cleaning it, mild mild detergents are the best to use, mild mm-hmm. soaps. We recommend Half Dawn or a dish detergent mixed with water mm-hmm. or vinegar, but you've got to be careful with vinegar because it's not good for stone. So if you have a stone floor, you just want to use a mixture of just water and dish detergent. And a Magic, and that's, a scrubbing once a month, but with a spray of it once a week, mm-hmm. as long as you're using the squeegee after each shower. Mm-hmm. So it really is about prevention. Mm-hmm. And the squeegee will eliminate that buildup. Also, we offer at Century Glass something called Diamond Fusion. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-step process we can do. The first step is a sealant, and we're taking away those pores. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from the beauty of the glass. You would never know it's there. And the second is a coating, kind of like a Rain-X. And we don't recommend though using Rain-X mm-hmm. to clean your shower because it's very slippery. Mm-hmm. And that is, I do hear people use that. But this coating is a safe way to give that Rain-X effect where it dries clear, dries quickly, dries more smoothly, and it really is a great coating to add to your glass.
And so what if you have the Diamond Fusion coating, does this mean that the glass is virtually no maintenance?
Well, think of it as a cooking pan, mm-hmm. a nonstick cooking pan. It makes it easier, mm-hmm. the maintenance easier. But after you cook in a non-cooking pan, you still have to clean it. Mm-hmm. The cleaning is just easier.
Easier, yeah.
So it's not self-cleaning. It's more effortless mm-hmm. cleaning. Mm-hmm. And we can also, if you're listening and you're not planning to get new glass, but your glass is looking,
a little dull,
foggy, yes, we can come out and restore it. We can buff it and apply this Diamond Fusion to it and to make it shine and look brand new again. Mm,
that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Yeah, y'all can go to our website at centuryglasssc.com. Mm-hmm. Call us anytime at the office at 614-4628. And we would love for you to come by our showroom. It's beautiful and you can get a lot of ideas there with not only the showers, but like you mentioned, the mirrors. Mm-hmm.
And windows. What's the address of that showroom?
It's 8020 Dorchester Road across from Bosch.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Bethany Beach with Century Glass. Thanks so much, Bethany.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Aiden Fabrics. They're located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard near the Isle of Palms Connector. And now we're talking with Caitlin Holmes with GDC Home. How are you doing, Caitlin?
Good. How are you?
Good. Caitlin, take a moment and tell everybody about GDC Home.
Well, we are an interior design showroom based in Charleston, South Carolina. We have three locations, one in Mount Pleasant, one in West Ashley, and a small one in Freshfields in Kiowa.
Gotcha.
So we're kind of everywhere.
Well, yeah, I know. what will people find when they visit GDC Home?
They will find an array of interior accents, furniture, upholstery, and wooden. We have fabrics, rugs. We're kind of a one-stop shop, as you mm-hmm. may say. We also have design consultants that are in-house that can help you really guide you in the right direction of where you want your design to go. Mm-hmm. So,
gotcha. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the services that GDC Home provides. And so someone might be, maybe they built a new house mm-hmm. and what typically happens is a lot of the old furniture that was in their previous home, it's just not working in mm-hmm. in their new space. And so how would GDC Home help a homeowner in that case?
Yeah, so if you come into our stores, we have several design consultants from different design backgrounds available to service you. We do house calls, so we can come out to your home, measure, and take pictures. If there's existing furniture you kind of don't really know what to do with, mm-hmm. we can give our best design advice to you, and we can also show you how to mix your existing pieces with some of the new stuff we have on our floor. A lot of our vendors that you see on the floor we can order from, so we can really get down and customize a lot of it, from the wallpaper to your sofa to any of that. We have fabric consultants and fabrics, so if you're looking to reupholster an existing piece, that's an option. We have tons of fabrics to choose from, upholstery weight and any of that. So the sky's the limit, really.
Gotcha. And so in the past, have you seen a customer really utilize GDC Home, like in terms of like purchasing rugs and lighting and lamps and furniture and kind of describe that?
It's actually amazing. I've had a couple projects that were an empty house. Mm-hmm. They had nothing. Like you said, it was new construction. I've also had a project where people move from up north and come down here, and they have their existing furniture, and they love it, and they want to hang on to it. As long as you're willing to kind of work with someone, there's a lot of possibilities. Mm-hmm. But I've seen amazing things happen. We even have carpeting. A lot of people don't know we have wallpaper. So if you're willing to come in and work with us, I mean, we have tons of options for you.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of trends are you seeing in home design these days?
Velvets are also always a staple. Modern neutrals a lot. So you're going to get those geometric patterns and the very subtle tones. And then, of course, being on the coast, you're always going to get those cool tones as well. But I'm seeing a lot of like geometric patterns popping up. And like I said before, modern neutrals.
I think a lot of people who move to the Charleston area, they want that maybe the distressed look of further furniture, or maybe kind of a beachy look. Mm-hmm. And if you find that to be the case?
If you come in our Mount Pleasant location, you can definitely feel that a lot. We try to attend to those people who want the coastal vibe, but we also have the trendy stuff that's you see in the magazines and Architectural Digest and stuff like that. So we have the best of both worlds. I think it's actually being around Charleston and being here for a while, it's hard to get the best of both worlds. But I think our buyers are amazing about keeping everyone in mind.
And the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our fall 2018 issue, on the cover is Jamie Huffman, and she is well known as was a contestant on Survivor, the TV show. And then she's also a blogger here in Charleston. They call her the Charleston Blonde. And GDC Home, if you look at our cover story in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you're going to see a lot of GDC Home in her home.
Yes, a lot of it. Actually, a couple of our design consultants kind of took this as a big project and utilized a lot of GDC's furniture and accessories in her home. They had a lot of fun with it.
A lot of colorful items too.
And I think it depicted her personality as well. If you look on her Instagram and her blog, her home definitely reflects her taste and style. So Jonathan and Lori did a really good job of doing that. And I'm pretty sure they did use some of her existing furniture as well, which was nice to see how they played everything together.
And I can tell you that around the office here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, when we found out that Jamie was going to be on our cover, it was followed up with, and she's working with GDC Home to style her place. And like everybody was so excited that GDC Home was involved because we knew how that was going to translate with the photography, how beautiful her house would look in our magazine. So we were really thrilled that GDC Home was involved with this project.
Yeah, it was, from what I hear, it was a really fun project for them to do. We were all excited when it got issued. To just see the final photographs and see it all come together is always my favorite part as a designer. So,
talk about, with the holidays coming up, how can GDC Home help people, from gift ideas to maybe just doing some quick updates or makeovers in their home without, you know, having to tear down walls and things like that.
Yeah, of course. So we actually just had a meeting with Jalisco, which is a very popular dinnerware that's well known in Charleston. And they came out with their new fall and holiday line, and it's beautiful. If you've been in our store, you can see we have a very vast selection of dinnerware itself and dining and stuff like that. So even if it's dressing up your dining room table for Thanksgiving mm-hmm. or freshening the linens, we can help you out there as well. We do bridal registries, which a lot of people don't know. So if it's whether you're gifting for a wedding shower or a bridal shower or just for the holidays, we can help you out there as well.
Mm-hmm. And what about just, maybe purchasing some different wall hangings or lamps or
yeah.
some, you know, that kind of thing. Do you find you find customers doing that for
yeah,
the holidays
of course.
Too?
Whether it's coffee table books is very popular in Christmas time. People love coffee table books or vases, pillows, any accents like that are always a good treat for someone to receive mm-hmm. on the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. And you folks, GDC Home, you have a sale that is good through today.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So people need to get, if they're interested, they need to get down to GDC Home today before 6 o'clock. Talk
yes.
about that sale.
Yes, so we're doing all rugs in stock are 25% off, which if you've shopped with us before, you know, is a pretty good sale. Usually when we have things running, it's normally 20, but this time we're trying to push it a little bit and do 25% off all rugs. Mm. So when you get up to the 9x12s and the 8x10s, you could save a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We just actually got a big shipment from our rug buyer and beautiful hand-knotted Turkish rugs. Mm. I mean, I was in there yesterday just oohing and aahing mm-hmm. over the colors and stuff. So,
good deal. Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about GDC Home?
So if you call our Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, or Kiowa location directly, you can add, we have receptionists that will be more than happy to talk you with through getting in touch with one of our designers or answering any questions you may have. But you can call any three locations, just depending on where you are in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm. And GDC Home is, as you mentioned, out at Freshfield Village in Kiowa, and mm-hmm. then also on Sam Rittenberg in West Ashley. That you folks took over the old Rhodes Furniture store.
Mm-hmm, we did.
That is a mammoth size store.
It's
there.
Our biggest location. It's bigger than our Mount Pleasant location.
Right,
it's...
and then the beautiful Mount Pleasant location. You folks utilize every square inch of space in
mm-hmm.
there too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Caitlin Holmes with GDC Home. Thanks so much, Caitlin.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Aiden Fabrics, and they're located at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard near the Isle of Palms Connector. And now we're talking with interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Take a moment, tell everybody about KMD Interiors.
Well, we are full service interior design, and we can help you with the smaller projects. For example, if you just need some assistance in selecting paint colors for a new home, laying out furniture, if you've recently moved to the area and you're trying to figure out how do I make my existing furniture fit into my new home, as well as full scale interior design if you need to renovate a kitchen, a bathroom, specify furniture, window treatments, we do it all.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time, probably 20 years ago, where if you had granite countertops or even if you had an elevator installed in your home, it was like you were the super rich or something. But today it's become more mainstream. And that's kind of the same thing with interior designers. A lot of people think, you know, I can't afford to work with an interior designer or that kind of thing. And it's almost like you can't afford not to work with an interior designer if you have a big remodel project or if you're building a new home.
Absolutely. It's like anything that you embark that's new. It's so helpful to rely on people that have been there, done that, have that expertise that they can pass on to you, because it not only saves you time, it saves you money, because mm-hmm. they're going to be able to, for example, as interior designer, I've done a number of renovations now, so I know those pitfalls that you can run into in a kitchen renovation, a bathroom renovation, Just even buying furniture for your home, like the importance of doing a space plan. A lot of people kind of miss that, and they'll just go to the furniture store and select what they like in terms of based on how it looks. Mm-hmm. And even while the dimensions may work to fit into a living room, they're not taking in the visual weight that a furniture piece will have. So mm-hmm. they get that sofa delivered, and they're all excited, and then all of a sudden they gasp because it just doesn't work in their layout. And in this day and age, you can't return furniture. So we can help you avoid those pitfalls and making those mistakes and ultimately save you money.
You know, I think everybody has the expectation that the outcome of a project, a remodel project or new construction, that it's going to be beautiful. Everything is going to work out just fine, but the outcome is not guaranteed. And if you work with an interior designer, you're really getting closer to the chance that it is going to be guaranteed a success. And again, without an interior designer, you might be making some decisions that are not as informed as when the interior designer is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they homeowners like different things, and they might say, oh, I want a barn door here, and I want this here and this here. But then when it all comes together, it doesn't quite work.
No, exactly. I mean, we're trained to take in every aspect of a project, that we're not just looking at elements under kind of a stovepipe situation. It's everything is very much interrelated, and that's our job. So if you look at something here, it's going to impact something here more than likely. Mm-hmm. And we're able to, you know, for example, when I sit down with any client, I always ask them, what is your ultimate vision for this space? That I may be asked to, you know, come in and help them specify a sofa, but I want to understand, okay, is this just a small piece of a bigger project down the road? Because, you know, specifying the sofa here, we may need to look at other things now as opposed to later to avoid making the cost of, you know, buying a sofa then once they get further into the project doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Talk about some of the projects that KMD Interiors that you've been involved with.
Gosh, lately it has been so incredibly busy. We are working on our third model home with Knight Residential and Kiowa Partners, and very excited about that. It's out on Kiowa Island, and it's in their Riverview development, which is a beautiful development. In my opinion, it's perfect for the empty nester, that it is a smaller development with probably about, I'd say, 18 to 20 townhomes, as well as a number of single-family homes right on the water, beautiful setting. So in terms of my office, when I'm out there working on the model, I couldn't ask for more beautiful views.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, furnishing those models. We're also wrapping up a basement furnishing and remodeling a basement, a couple of bathroom renovations, some window treatment projects.
How do you, so for the furnishings, choosing the furnishings, are you going to just one store and picking everything from that one store, or how do you select the different furnishings that ultimately make it worthy of being in a magazine, for example?
Well, to your point earlier, that's another advantage of working with an interior designer, is that an independent interior designer, is we're not wedded to a specific brand or a specific store. That we more than likely will have accounts, like, for example, I have accounts with probably over 100 vendors/retailers. So I'm able to look at your project, look at the scope of vendors that I have, and really find something that works for you, your taste, your style, your price point, as opposed to going to one specific retailer where you're just kind of looking at whatever they have, whatever, you know, they have access
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And speaking of showrooms, it's very, very tempting if you're not working with an interior designer to kind of hit up the different showroom people for free advice. And so you might be in the lighting showroom, but you might end up asking them about the cabinet colors, and you might be in the tile place and asking them about something else. Those showroom folks, they're the experts in their particular discipline, and it's hard for them to see the whole picture. And,
absolutely.
But I see that happening all the time,
mm-hmm.
where people are trying to cut corners, and you know, that's going to contribute to the outcome maybe not being as perfect as it could be.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's, I think we've all learned that lesson, is when you cut corners, the outcome is probably going to be less than your expectations.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about like the bathroom project that you were involved with, because mm-hmm. that sounds fairly straightforward. Why would I need an interior designer to help with a bathroom remodel?
Well, there's a number of things involved in there. You know, for example, just even looking at, you know, the vanity, that the client initially fell in love with this vanity, and the wall space that they have for the vanity, they had a pedestal sink in there right now, and they wanted to take a vanity and place it in there with a cabinet underneath. And they were all set to purchase it on their own, but, you know, I just simply went in there and looked at the dimensions of the cabinet, looked at the depth of the wall, and it wasn't going to fit. They would have had that, they would have purchased that cabinet, had it, you know, delivered to their home site, and then realized, okay, so I only have 20 inches of wall space here. The cabinet's 24. What am I going to do?
Mm.
So
you ended up saving them money.
Right.
And was this something that was, they were buying online?
Yeah, exactly.
And that, I bet that happens a lot too.
Yeah, no, it does. It's more times than not now, especially with Houzz and Pinterest and all the other sites and social media sites that are out there now, that there's so much information available to the consumer, and it's almost information overload in many aspects, because again, you're getting a lot of your information in bits and pieces from people that aren't necessarily in your space, working on your space, knowing you. So hopefully all that information is going to work for you, but more times than not, it's not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, it's like any prescription or anything, it needs to be tailored specifically to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and you know, not we always push buying local, but you know, the reality is people are gonna shop online and for things. And if, let's say, a homeowner was doing that, I mean, could they text you over a photograph of what they're looking at or the dimensions? And if you're working with that homeowner, is that something that they could kind of approach you with?
Oh, absolutely.
Throughout
more,
the project,
more projects than not today are collaborative. I mean, you always want to have a collaborative approach with your clients, but more so than not today, again, just because they have access to all the information, that they're going out there and looking at things alongside you, and they may find something that really works for them visually, and yeah, absolutely, they'll forward it, and hopefully they'll forward it and, you know, ask, do you think this will work? You know, and then that gives the interior designer an opportunity to mm-hmm. to look. So, you know, in terms of how I approach my projects, yes, it's very much collaborative, and I encourage my clients that send me anything and everything that you see that you like that could serve as an inspiration for the space, because all that helps me put together the puzzle of what they're looking for, the specific design elements they want to see come through
mm-hmm.
in their home and their design.
Well, I'm glad that you're, I respect that you're not afraid to tell the homeowner no. You're not just a yes person. If it's not going to work, you're, as a professional, you're going to give them your professional advice.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we need to do that mm-hmm. because, you know, we all have a vested interest in making sure at the end of the project that everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to get there is open communication.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, how can folks get more information about KMD Interiors?
Well, they can visit our website, which is www.kmdinteriors.com. They can also find me on Instagram as well as Pinterest with under KMD Interiors as well as on Facebook.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you so much. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man, I said a home. Yeah.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.